Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You've seen him on everything from Real World Chicago.
This is the true story.
To Good Morning Football.
The answer to every question is Mahomes.
And even though he's an honorary member of Bills Mafia, we're going to make him a part of Chiefs Kingdom.
I'm
going to
bend the knee like I'm in Westeros for Andy Reid.
NFL Network's Kyle Brandt joins Fesco in the Morning right now on 610 Sports Radio.
That's right, Fridays at 8:20, we are joined by Kyle Brandt of NFL Network. And Kyle, are the Chiefs boring to the national media?
Not yet. I mean, you know what? It's when I think about the Chiefs, I think about in the early 2000s, all the talk going into every weekend during the PGA Tour, it was always, you guys remember this, it was Tiger or the field.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger or the field. That was an honest discussion. And dozens of golfers, or just take one with Tiger Woods. And that was a real debate, and we're almost getting to the point now where it's like, all right, you make your NFL season predictions, it's Chiefs or the field. You can take the shot on 31 other teams or just go Chiefs. I'm not bored by the Chiefs. I couldn't possibly be, because the funny thing that they have going for them is that, you know, when the Patriots are dominating or the Cowboys are good or whatever, there's always things to pick apart. I don't like that guy. That guy's not cool. He's unfunny. The Chiefs are like just also in addition to being so good, immensely likable. Like, how do you not like Mahomes? How do you not like Reed? There's so many guys on it who are good. So I would defy anybody to look at the Chiefs and say they're either unlikable or boring. As a, I don't know if you guys can hear the 747 blaring through this phone call right now. This is the length I go to talk to you guys. I'm outside hiding from my kids, and the planes have found me.
So all those things being said, how could you pick the Bills, man? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That doesn't seem like a good pick. You need to stick with the Chiefs. You know the answer is Chiefs, so how did you come up with Bills?
Well, I'll tell you what. I grew up on sports, like in the late 80s, early 90s, and I feel like I was classically trained on the arc that says you get beat up and beat up and beat up, and then you could finally get over somebody. I watched the Jordan Bulls go against the Detroit Bad Boy Pistons year after year, and they just couldn't get over the hump, and the Pistons were too good and too talented and too tough. And then eventually, the Bulls did it. And they were able to conquer that guy, and they learned from it. And they had that moment where Stephon Diggs was standing in the confetti and watching the Chiefs win. And I just believe in Josh Allen. I believe that Mahomes is already playing his best football, and I think Josh Allen is almost there. I still think he's on the way up. And so the idea that they got him another year with this dig, and they drafted pass rushers pretty much explicitly to get after Mahomes, they're going to need some help. They're going to need a favor. And I just took a shot on them. And maybe it'll be the Chiefs. Maybe it'll be chalk. But I think the Chiefs are already where they are. They're at their apex. And I think the Bills are still on the way up. So maybe they'll make it look terrible like most teams do when I pick against the Chiefs.
Well, you know, we call people who go against the Chiefs anti-chiefers. And so
in
my mind, I have a sounder and everything. We have a list. I got to put you on the list for week one. But if you're honest with me and say the reason you'd pick the Bills is because you really secretly want to light yourself on fire and jump through a table, then I can forgive you.
I think I did say I might do that. The jump through the table thing is great. I don't know if you guys have ever done it. I imagine you haven't.
No.
in the Chiefs Kingdom.
No.
I was going to do it when we made Super Bowl picks on Good Morning Football, and they wouldn't let me. You know, the legal department and everything said you can't do it. And then I said, I guess I'd be so worried that I would jump on the table and it wouldn't break, or like I would break my back or break my ribs or something like that. So if they do win it, I know I'm going to be challenged to break the table, and I'm honestly very nervous about it. I have to watch film and the form and everything because I don't know how it's done.
Not well, apparently. I mean, you got to have couple of cocktails in you and then get up on top of something and jump through it. But it's good to know that Johnny Palumbo runs your legal department as well, because we get told we can't do stuff like that either. We've wanted dunk tanks, all kinds of crazy things, and then legal always comes back and's like, nah.
But I bet if Kyle went back and said, look, I'm going to get super wasted, there's going to be a flame, and then I'm going to jump on the table, I'm sure legal would be like, oh, well, now you've got everything knocked out. We're cool with it.
You know what? You might be right, and I learned something that I always thought was very savvy that I have used many, many times on the air, and it's the philosophy that it is better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Mm-hmm. In other words, just do it and then say you're sorry, because if you ask, can I do this, there's people's jobs that the answer is to be no. So just do it, and I do it often.
You do. You have to do it. Kyle Brandt with us here on 610 Sports Radio of Good Morning Football. You may have recognized him from Days of Our Lives and you know, sitcoms and shows of like that throughout the years. Frogger as well, which, I mean, come on now. You're on a show with Frogger. I mean, that's going to be outstanding.
That's pretty much like jumping into a table.
Yeah,
you can practice there.
And how cool was that, filming that thing?
It's like the wildest experience of my life. You work hard, you try to get opportunities, and you just hope that someday someone will say, we'd like you to do this job, and maybe they will, maybe they don't. That moment for me, they said to me, they're like, all right, so we're doing a show based on the 80s arcade game Frogger. We're going to make it real life. We're going to make it massive. We're going to spend all this money. We want you, see if this works for you, Kyle. We want you to call the action like it's a football game, but make tons of 80s movies references. Can you do that? And I'm like, you guys came to the right place. That was just my dream job description. I don't care. I would do it for free. I'm in, and I show up, and it's exactly like that. So fun. It's like, you know how if you take Madden and make it real life, it's the NFL. If you take Frogger, the arcade game, and make it real life, it's the show. It's awesome.
I will be your agent for a second. You will not do it for free. Just pointing that
out. That's what mine says.
Okay, great.
And my wife.
Good.
Yeah, you will do nothing for free at all. Kyle Brandt with us here on 610 Sports Radio. You said week one was like a pathological liar. What was the biggest lie that you took out of week one?
Well, it's a great question.
Thank you.
There's a couple of them. Week one is a pathological liar. You know, last year at this time, we were hyping the 1-0 Jaguars, who ended up going 1-15. And we were laughing at the Browns, who lost by 32 points in week one last year and ended up being excellent. So this year, these are low-hanging fruits, guys. These are simple. I hate to break it to everyone who wants to see it. The Packers are not going to go 6-11. It's not going to happen. The Bills are not going to go 7-10. I think both those teams are really good, and I think both of them were promised all kinds of things in the offseason by nudniks like me, that they're going to win the title and the Packers are going to be last dance bulls, and they're going to win all these titles, and Rodgers is going to walk off. I think they were so cocky, so arrogant, and they got absolutely slapped around. The best thing they could possibly tell about the Packers is, well, now you get to follow up on national television against the Lions. That's why I think Rodgers is going to rain fire this weekend. So the two lies, Bills, Packers, simple. I still think both those teams will be in the playoffs.
I love the fact that you guys don't have that quote-unquote like debate show format where you create these fake narratives and have to argue one side if you don't believe in them. You guys are natural.
Oh,
you guys are just like it's like watching your friends on TV, and that's how you know it's a great show, when you can just watch it and feel comfortable and enjoy every moment watching it. You're not screaming at each other and yelling at each other. Have you talked much this week about the report that came out from the former teammate of Aaron Rodgers that his facial expressions didn't lend itself to a guy who wanted to be there?
Hell no, we have not talked about that report.
Thank God.
Because that's not our show. That same teammate of Rodgers shows up every 20 minutes and it takes a shot at Rodgers, and he gets the attention and clicks, and God willing, you're talking about JerMichael Finley. And basically, since the Rodgers era has been what it was, you're going to see a headline every 20 minutes or so, and it's going to be former teammates says shocking thing about Rodgers. And I just think it's either JerMichael Finley or Greg Jennings, and they flip a coin to see whose turn it is. And I guess this was JerMichael's turn, and so we're talking about him. JerMichael Finley hasn't played in the league in, I don't know, 10 years or something.
Yes.
Really good player at the time, but like at some point, I think some of these shows just bring him on because they know he'll roast Rodgers and people will listen. That's not what we do on Good Morning Football.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Oh, man. I took a vow, my friends. I took a vow 11 years ago. Tomorrow is my 11th wedding anniversary. And my wife and I have a motto where we say, no lying, no dying, and no goodbying. Those are the three things we're not allowed to do. Leave, lie, or die. So I haven't done it to her. But, man, I think I lied a lot to get on The Real World. I was on MTV's The Real World in 2000. And I think I was just spinning yards about all kind of BS that I was into. And you know, I'm active in the community, and I have this conviction here, and I just told them anything they wanted, and somehow it worked.
Yeah, and he got on it, man, and it's kind of skyrocketed your career from there to soap operas to Jim Rome, and here you sit on Good Morning Football, which quite honestly is the real world of the NFL, in my opinion.
It's just four strangers picked to sit at a table,
that's
talk
right,
football, and have their lives taped to find out what happened when contenders to the Chiefs stop being fake and start getting real.
Yes, perfect. I love it. Chiefs-Ravens this week. I got the Chiefs 20-0 this year. I'm sure you're in the same boat, right?
Wow. You know, I don't have them at 20-0. I don't, with due respect to them. I hope this doesn't get plastered everywhere, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to go 20-0. I do think they'll go 2-0. The fun, amusing thing now for me is watching these great young AFC quarterbacks, this golden age of quarterbacks. It's Allen, and it's Baker, and it's Mahomes, or it's Mahomes, and it's Lamar. None of those guys have beaten Pat. None of them. Mm-hmm. They've not beaten him a single time. So, look, until one of them does, like, we don't really have a thing here. It's someone needs to draw first blood. Someone needs to, you know, Rocky and Drago are boxing, and eventually at one point Drago gets cut, and it opens up to a real fight at that point. Pat's never been cut, not by the AFC guys. I mean, Brady's beaten him a few times, that matters, but not from his peers, not from his class. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that happens now, and you guys will talk about this next week, now they're saying, well, maybe it's Herbert. Maybe he is the guy, the Excalibur in the AFC, in the AFC West, who could beat him. I don't know. This Justin Herbert's been made out to be Joe Montana in the first about 10 games that he started. We'll see.
Yeah.
But listen, Lamar, beat Patrick Mahomes, then we can talk about it. It hasn't happened.
Well, and that's what we say all the time. Who's beating Patrick Mahomes? Who has beaten Patrick Mahomes? And every year, Kyle, it's somebody different whose name is on that list. It was Deshaun Watson. It was Lamar Jackson. It's Baker Mayfield. It's Josh Allen. And then this year, it's Justin Herbert. Every year, it's somebody different. There's not even consistency with the guy that they think can beat Patrick Mahomes because no one can.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's an interesting game to watch this weekend if you're Chiefs fans, and it's Raiders-Steelers. Because that one always comes up too. Derek Carr beat Patrick Mahomes. He beat him in Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Raiders fell on their faces after that, and they raidered it up like they usually do. But that was a real quality win. No BS. No Mahomes was knocked out. They beat him. So the Raiders are kind of the childlike in their enthusiasm and their confidence. If they get ahead of steam and actually believe in themselves, and if they come out 2-0 with beating the Ravens and the Steelers, like, I don't know. Maybe they could do it again. Because I don't know how you guys spin that or how Chiefs fans do, but they did beat them. And they beat them, like, soundly, and they beat them in their house. And you cannot take that away from them.
Ever see the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? We've just wiped that one from our memory and moved on.
What do you mean? Are you Kate Winslet or Jim Carrey? It's just gone?
Just
Kate
gone.
Kate Winslet's hair orange now?
It didn't happen. The clock ran out. It just happened that way, man. It didn't happen, and we still ended up in the Super Bowl. So that's what you got to do. You wipe that from your mind. You don't even act like
the
it happened.
Bus circled Arrowhead, and we forgot all about it.
Forgot all about it.
You guys are good at that. Well, I have not. I don't have the talent of the ways of the Chiefs sports that you guys do. I think I remember Mahomes being picked off by a guy named Jeff Heath, and Henry Ruggs was catching deep balls. They gave him the business, and then they did some sort of nonsense victory lap, and haven't been heard from since. But don't let the Raiders get confident.
Kyle, thanks for the time. We look forward to catching up each and every week with you, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Guys, thank you for buying me some time away from the children and the hammering in my house. It was really actually pretty tranquil. Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.